Settle down, settle down. Stand to greet your principal, students. Quit that blabbering and put that dildo down. I'm sure you're all wondering what you're doing here after school hours. Well, I've heard what you've been saying. You don't think I read the notes in the bathroom stalls? Those stalls are reserved for serious criticism, not your sophomoric witticism. I may have a myopic astigmatism, but I will not tolerate your indulgent exhibitionism. I've sniffed each corner of this butt-fuck school, and right here are your quote-unquote reviews of what you think of me. C.Li Spector writes, straight choked on a nut listening to episode 1. Do you think that's funny? Frankie's father died choking on a Jordan almond.
Actually it was cancer.
Silence! I will not hear otherwise. Next, I am laughing, I am crying. I am biting my nails for episode 2, says Share My Opinion. Well, nobody asked for it. Why don't you just go start a blog? Next, by True Life Madonna. Yeah, this is lit important content. Don't sleep on gay fucha. How about you stop sleeping on your desk during English class because you clearly can't speak it, you rough-toothed, sweaty ruffian? Ruth Bader Ginsburg writes, really, really good. Ah, thank you, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We are so eternally grateful that you've lived this long. Team Mikey writes, greatest addition to the Yah fantasy genre since Jude the Obscure. Someone's been doing their reading, their obscure Twinkie reading. Oh, 1 second. Oh, mother, what is it? No. What? Well, I don't know who's pooping on the carpet, but we put down whiskers 2 years ago, and you know I poop into a tissue in my hand that I lower into the toilet, so do the math, mother! Ugh, that woman. What? Do you think it's funny I live with my mother? I'll have you know she lives with me, and she dreams of the day where she can call herself my roommate. She prances around in my silk Peruvian robes, taking big puffs of vaporized tobacco. She's dying every day. And so are you. Next, M. Maria Nope says, it has Harry Potter refs. You mean that ancient tome from forever ago? The one where that gray-beard having bear chases around a glasses-wearing twink? Honey, we live in the future. Blasphemy! Next! At Sure to Win says, absolutely gagged over episode 1. Well, gag on this. You're expelled. Mother, you stepped in it. What do you mean you were testing the waters? It's poop, mother. That is probably yours. All right, what do we have next? Market underscore price one says, principal slut crying face? What? Is there something I don't know? Next, Chill Sun D says, better than sex? Oh, that's a laugh. Daniel, we all know you're a virgin. I mean, look at what's on your feet. Their Geox, the shoe that breathes. Next, A Plus writes, this is just a bunch of F's and E's and D's and G's. F minus. What, mother? Oh, sorry, I didn't realize it was you, Dr. Hussey. She's in the gay hospital. She's moments away from passing over. I can say a single last thing to her. Yes, put me on. Hi, mother. Wow, I never thought this day would come. Just know that all the moments we shared together have made me the man I am today. It's not your fault, mother. Also, I want to say I'm pretty sure that shit was mine. Anyways, bye, mom. Oh, she's fine, she's fine. She does this all the time. Now you think you're all so funny. For the rest of today, you will be writing your own reviews. Now take out your penises, I mean pencils, and each leave a review on iTunes. Also remember to leave 5 stars, and don't dare forget to follow me at GayFuturePod on Instagram and Twitter. And remember, kids, episode 2 drops a week from today, and I'll know if you don't subscribe. Dr. Hussey? No, she's actually dead. That crafty bitch.